Shizang continued to its completion.
So then everybody agreed that that the two bodies are combined into one, and one will be allowed to walk from this body to that body, and then to walk 2,000 tamo outside of the other body. Getting late, so I didn't discuss. I'm using the sheet. Now, the Brisa says here that a bais that he doesn't take dalet al dalet, so cannot become a libo b'shteyachot. So Tisha says the kasha is, why do we, who needs the bais? Even without the bais, if there is the shio kalpi, so then they are mitzuret without the bais. So what's the importance of the bais? So then Teisa says, v'i kishayesh yeser meyav avoyim ve'achas amo u'shlish amo v'shtayorei du shio shnei kalpi ve'iz she'achshov mitzarev bais el mitzalpon v'shayim v'dalet choshev v'mayit avir mitzalpon v'ili yez v'arba amiz v'choshev v'arik mandolese v'rayor is mechabot in rabun in benu rabun in rabun in rabun in keimau lahas kosh v'ayor. So Tensus mentions in Pshat, and we said that this is how Rashi explained it. But Tensus refutes that Pshat. Number eight. So the Pshat that Tensus mentions is that the Nakhimine has of whether there is a bias dalad or not is in the case where there is mayo. So then he says when there is more than shnei kapit. Let's say there is bias, there is town number one here and town number two here, and then there is a distance of 142 hours. That's more than the shio shnei kapit. So if in the center there is a bias of Dalet al Dalet, so then the two towns are combined in one town. Why? Because the border, let's say this is Tzok, and this is Dor, and there is a town here, and there is a town here. So, and then there is a distance of 142 hours, more than the Shio Shnei Kapit. And there is a bias of Dalet al Dalet in the center, in the middle. So that means that the southern border of the bias that is in the center, that is in the middle, if that is in the middle, so is within 70 Amis in Shirayim. And the northern border of the bias that is in the center is also within 70 Amis in Shirayim of this town. So maybe that means that the same house is within the extension, the suburb of town number one, and it's within the extension of town number two. So in other words, this house that has the Halishan bias happens to be encompassed within the suburb of town number one, because it's within the radius of 70 in Shirayim of town number one, and it's also within the radius of town number two, within the suburb of town number two. So that means that the house is located in town number one and town number two. That means it's one. So because of the fact that there is a house that is located in the extension of town number one, and it's also located in the extension of town number two, so the two towns become combined in one town. I mean, but if there is no bias of Dalet al Dalet, so if it's not a Dalet al Dalet, so it's like a log of wood. So it has no chibes. It's no chibes. So maybe it cannot combine the two towns. And this is the pshat that Rashi has in the Gemara. But Tesis refutes that pshat. So he says, so why is it necessary for the Brisa to mention a Mesmes Yibo Ben Shtei Ayotz. Why is it necessary for the Braise to mention Mesmes Yibo Ben Shtei Ayotz? Let the Braise say in Nasi Yibo Layot. So then the Rashbam changes the Girse and he says another number. The Girse is in Nasi Yibo Layot. Now the Rishon, so he mentions that pshat, and then he raises that question, the Tesis raises, and Tesis, and the Rishon says, Ein Achanami. But why does he mention Neis Yibo B'Shtei Ayores? Because it's Dibur Chachomim Behem, Naroes. Because a person will not build a house on the road, only if it happens to be between two towns. So there, but Ein Achanami, it's not important. Now, so this is how Rashi explains. How Rashi explains the price. Now, then the Ochonei is retired from the Russian of Rashi something. It's a remarkable deal. Taisley says that if there is a bias, so then the bias, let's say, so the bias of Dalet can be inside the two towns. Even though the distance between town number one and town number two is more than two kapitim is 141 amor and 1/3. But suppose the distance between town number one and town number two is 142. So that's more than two kapitim. But if there is a bias in that distance in the middle, so it's retired. Is the diet also near is the diet from the Russian of Rashi, that Rashi is chayyot. Because Rashi says like this, Neistin karfi mishni ayoreis, if yesh lezushi imamo bisharayim, lezushi imamo bisharayim, eisin karfi mishni, lez acha shri ayoreis amudori zu mezu, kuf memalat ameis ushwish, v'yeish be'em tzabayis. So Rashi mentions the same example that Tesis mentions in the Pshat, in the passage of Pshat, which Tesis rejects. But Rashi mentions it. But Tzitzis, when he mentions that possible pshat, he mentions a tziyo kisheyesh yeseh alim meyob avoyim v'achas amor u'shlish amor b'shtei ayom. And Rashi mentions that so he says liyis achas shtei ayom is amuzor yizu mezu kuf meman od ameis ushlish. He doesn't mention yeise abin kuf meman od ameis ushlish. Tetzvah mentions the CEO where the distance is more than two kapi. It's 142 amo, 143 amo. So as long as the southern border of the house is within the shio of one kapi, and the northern border of the house is within the Shio Karfi of the other town, so then the Abitzorah. But Aces mentions an example when the distance between town number one and town number two is more than 141 Amo and one Shlish. But Rashi mentions an example. We Shtei Ayoris Amudori Zumizu Kufman Aleph Ameisu Shlish. We even divide. So it's not the Sabbath to say that in the Tzio mentioned by Tesis, where the distance between town number one and town number two is 142, not just 141 and 1/3, but 142 Amo, and if there is a bias of Dalet in the middle, in the center, that it wouldn't be inside the two towns. Why shouldn't it be inside? After all, it's common sense. I mean, Tesis' law is very reasonable, because after all, if it's 142 Amo from here to here, and then there is a bias of Dalet al Dalet. Bias of Dalet al Dalet. So that means that the center, the midpoint of this bias of Dalet al Dalet, is 71 Amo. If you start to measure from the center of the bias itself to the southern border, how many Amos do you have? You have 71 Amo. And if you start to measure from the center of the bias to the northern border of town number one. So then you also have the Libanon. You also have the Libanon. The border of the house is within the radius of St. Yamal Sharai on either side. So that means that it's located, that this house is located in town number one, because the northern border of this palace is only 71 amo away from the limits of town number one, and the southern border of this palace is 71 amo from town number two. So that means that the palace is located in both towns, in the suburbs of both, in the extension of both towns. So you should combine. I mean, why should Russia be delayed? So obviously, I mean, this is what the open air means. So when Rashi says, Rashi does not mean to imply in the case where the distance between the two towns is more than 141 and one third. It's 142. So then the bias of Dalit cannot combine. Even in that case, the bias can combine. The bias can combine as long as the northern border of the bias is within 70 Amon Shirayim, and as long as the southern border of the bias is within 70 Amon Shirayim of that town. So then it means that the same house is located in the extension of either town. So the mainland, both towns have one town situated in them, in it, each one of the two towns. So the mainland, they are combined in one town. I mean, that's a small shooter. So Rashi is not really there. But why does Rashi emphasize? He mentions Dafke Kufnem Aleph Amo Ushlish Mitzum Tzomitz. Not Lafuke, that if the distance between town number one and town number two is more than Kufnem Aleph Amo Ushlish Mitzum Tzomitz, so then the bias cannot be Mitzari. The bias can always be Mitzari as long as one border, as the closest border to the town is within the radius of 7 Tamar Shabbat. But Rashi mentions this example to imply that only if there is a bias versa, then we assign Tafiti. Even though it's already Kufme Ma'ot Amo Ushlish, but suppose there is no bias versa. So Teisa says the Kashi, but still according to Rabune, so according to Rabono, so the Amitsure, so Teisa means that without the bias, if there are two towns and there is a distance of exactly 141 amo and one shlish, so without any bias in the middle, so the two towns are combined in one town, that's Teisa. But Rashi Shiket all over there says it's not like that. If there is a bias in the middle, even if there is a distance of Kufnemale Amo and Shlishit in some ways, so it combines the two houses. But suppose there is no bias in the middle, so only if the distance is, if the distance is 141 amo, not 141 and one third, 141 and one sixth is also right. But if the distance is 141 and one third, so then the latter, in other words, it has to be moved within the extension. Not if the two extensions, the two cavities, are tangent to each other. You see, according to this, without a bias, if there are two towns, town number one, town number two, and then there is a distance of exactly 141 and one third, so do the two kafifim overlap each other? No, they do not overlap each other. But the two kafifim just touch each other. They are tangent to each other. So Teisa Shita is that where the two kafifim are just tainted each other, they also combined. So that also combines the two towns into one town. According to Rashi, without the violence, so the two towns can be combined into one town, according to Rabune, only if the caliphate of town number one overlaps, is moved, overlaps the caliphate of town number two. In other words, if the distance between town number one and town number two is 141, not 141 and 130, so that means that the two caliphate overlap each other. They are moved one and another. So then they become combined. But if it's the distance 141 and 1/3, they do not overlap each other, they are moved like one and another. They are just tangent to each other. They touch each other. The limit of counting from town number one is tangent to the limits to the limits of counting from town number two. So then, according to Rashi, they are not combined. But if there is a bias, so then they are combined. Because the northern border of the bias is moved within the extension of one town, and the southern border of the bias is moved within the extension of another. Now, we have to understand, this whole hour of Bogim. Now, we have a machlokes in Eilat between Rav Meir and the Chacham as to whether one town is a sign of kalfi or is not a sign. So Rav Meir says, Neitzin kalfi liyam. Even a single town, give Rav Meir, Chacham name we all put kalfi, and we'll be shtey ayot. Only if there are two towns, then we are sign of kalfi. So we have a machlokes between Rabun and Rafiyeh, according to Rabun, that one, a single town is not a sign of kalfi. And but two towns are assigned the county. So are two towns according to Rabune assigned one county, or they are assigned two counties? So according to Rabune, they are assigned two counties, and according to Chiyabagar, it's assigned only one county. Now, so according to Chiyabagar, now the Rishenim, some Rishenim passed through like the mayor, but because of the Mishnah Dorim, I mentioned, but most Rishenim Paschal and Rabbanon, so all those Rishenim who Paschal and Rabbanon in regard to the machlokes between Rabbanon and Chiya Barav, whether two kafifim by two towns or one kafif, so all the Rishenim, those who Paschal like Rabbanon, so they Paschal like Rabbanon. That if there are two towns, so we assign two kafif. So then, but according to Chiya Barav, if there are two towns, so we assign only one kafif. So according to Chiya Barav, so the whole aloche of one county being assigned to two towns represents the aloche of the Gilin. After all, there is aloche of the Gilin according to everybody. In other words, suppose you have, and if the Rabbanon are making, suppose there is a single town, and the town, even if the town has a chemo, has a wall, and then outside the wall, 70 amis away from the wall of the city, there is a house, or a shed, a little hut. So then the halacha is that this extends the limit of the town, and we start counting the 2,000 tamos not from the wall of the city, even though here is the wall of the city, and here there is a little hut, 70 amos away. So we start counting the 2,000 tamos from this point, not from this point. That's the halacha of Bodhi. So according to Chiya Barav, that's all there is, halacha of Bodhi. So we have two towns. So we have two towns, and the two towns are removed from each other. Just assembly Amo Mishirai, so that's like Bogini. According to Mashainkin, according to Amone. So Bogini is one aloha, we would say. Bogini is one aloha. Bogini means that if there is a city, and the city ends here, but then there is a little house over here, if it is within the radius of 70 Amo and Shirai, so that house extends the border of the town. As a result of this little house being constructed 70 amos from the wall, so we say the border of the city has been extended from the wall to down. This is the halacha of the world. But, so, that's only 70 amos in Shirai. But if you have two towns, so then the Rabbanan says, we assign two capitals. That's not on the basis of belief. There's another halacha. That's a halacha on the basis of doubt. So it's two separate halachas, one with them. It's two separate halachas. So the question is, how is it that in respect to the halacha of doubt, let's say according to Ramea, so a single doubt is assigned to doubt. And according to Rabbanon, only two towns are assigned kapiti. So the shio of the kapiti is 70 amon shalai. And the respect to Bodini, also, the shio is 70 amon shalai, is two separate awoche. Here is awoche of kapiti, and here is awoche of Bodini. So why do they say shio? So we could say it's a coincidence. But it's not the stabber, that is just a coincidence. And then the Rashi, the profound, I wasn't able to discuss that last time. Rashi that Chofalet Amudalet is the Gemara of the Chachomim who walked from Bilnish to the synagogue of Gamliel, even though it was such a distance, because they were chuvets, one chuvet after the other, and each chuvet was within the radius of 70 Amon Shirayim from the other chuvet. So Mele, there's the halacha of Bodini. So it extended the border of Bilnish. It extended for a great distance. So there's the halacha of Bodini. So Rashi says, what is the work here of the halacha of Bodini? Bishirim amo vishalai. Shnei shlishi amo. The ushio vei society chatzar amishka. Why 70 amo vishalai? Because that was the size of the chatzar amishka. So that's why this is considered as the kalaf. Kidamudino mikama, nasin kalafit miya, the holishin mamma visharayu, some clear haviya. And he mentions Rameya. But the question is, this is a machloket between Rameya and Chachomim. So Rameya says, nasin kalafit miya, the holishin mamma visharayu, some clear haviya. But the Chachomim are hailing. But here, the deed of the Bogim, the Chachomim are hailing. So it's another halacha, so why does Rashi mention as a mocker for the halacha of the Bogimim? Rameya's deed. When the halacha of the Bogimim is already Kulal, and the halacha of Kalfi is all out of the Rameya. So someone says that maybe Rashi, from this Rashi Tzeraye, that Rashi also passed inside Rameya. But then the question is, but the halacha of the Bogimim is true according to everybody. And here Rashi explains the din of the beginning, so Rashi should be mentioned, even if Rashi holds that Allah is like Rameya. There are some Rishayim who pass like Rameya, but he shouldn't mention that as a mocker for a din that is true according to everybody. So obviously, according to Rashi, so it needs to be started that way. That the Allah of the beginning and the Allah of Kalfi for a single town according to Rameya, and two Kalfi took out even for two towns, according to Rabbuni Ali with Rabbono, do not represent two separate halachas, and there is no logical connection. One, the halacha of Bodini, and the halacha of Kalfi, Ali with Rameya, and the halacha of two Kalfi, Ali with Rabbuni, that's the same halacha. Now, the Gemara, that means Zion, in Eilat, so the Gemara says, we know Amimele. How do we know? How does Rameya know that Nason counted here? So according to Rameya, if you have a single town, so then you start counting the 2,000 apples, not from the wall of the town, not from the actual limit of the town, but you start counting 70 amon and 2/3 away from the border of the town. That's where you start counting. Why? Because the 70 amon and shirayim that adjoins the wall of the town is considered out being as a suburb, as an extension of the town, even without any bias in that place, even though it's completely vacant space. So the 70 amon and shirayim that adjoins the wall of the city is considered to be an automatic extension of the town. So Memelech, one is allowed to walk 2,000 tava outside the city. So the outside doesn't begin here at the wall. The outside begins here. 70 amon shirayim away from the wall. That's the hour. How do we know this name? מנועה לדירי חומה, לא בדום הכו, מכירו איר וחוצו, אומרו תירו, תיר חוצו ברקח מבית. So the Torah says, the Masse, that the Jews were obligated to turn over certain earrings for the certain ayoris for the Levim. And then the Torah says that you shall measure from the wall of the city outside 2,000 amos. So, Omrotei Rotein Chutzo. First, you have to measure all a certain area, as an extension of the town. And then, Barakach Midei. So, in other words, there is a certain area that is considered as an extension of the town, even though there are no houses there. So, it's still considered as an extension of the town. How large is that area? So, Kichatzar HaMishkan. 70 amos and 2 thirds. So one could say that all the mentions that proceed only are limited to the mayor, who says that if a single town is assigned a count, and you start counting 2,000 amos from the end of the 70 amos in Chirac, not from the wall of the city, but not a limited to the So Rashi Shiti is no. Because after all, the woman doesn't say, But the Gemara says, So that means, Rabbi refers to Rabbeya, to Rabbon, and everybody. In other words, that there is a halacha of counting the count according to everybody. According to Rabbeya, and according to Rabbon, according to Rabbon, there is a halacha of counting. When we have the halacha of counting, so Rabbi says, we learn how the halacha of counting from the Pesuk in Masse. Yikiro yir v'chutzo, omroteiro ten chutzo, measure off. A certain area, as a suburb, as an extension. So according to everyone, but according to the mayor, so the halacha of Kalfi applies even to a case where there is vacant space, even when the whole area of 70 amos in Chirayim is completely vacant, without any houses, completely vacant. We still apply the halacha of Kalfi. According to the Rabbanon, the Gzeiras HaKoshuv of 10 chutzot barakach midei implies that the area, the shetach of 70 amos in Chirayim, adjoining the wall of the city, is a potential extension of the city. According to the Gzeiras HaKoshuv implies it's an actual extension of the city. It's an automatic actual extension of the city. In other words, even though this shetach of 70 amos in Chirayim is completely vacant, no houses, completely vacant, just the skies and the earth, that's all, nothing on it. So this shetach of 70 amos in Chirayim adjoining the wall of the city is automatically an extension of the city. And this is the end of the 70 amos in Chirayim. So that means that the city doesn't end at the wall, the city ends here, without any house. According to the Rabbanon, the Gzeiras HaKoshuv of Tein Chutzot Barakach Midei implies that the shetach of 70 amos in Chirayim represents a potential extension of the city. And that's the mockery of the halacha of the beginning. Where do we get the mockery of the halacha of the beginning? This is what Rashi says, that's the power. After all, the wall of the city is here. So that should, al pisvore, the city should end here. There is a wall that encloses the city and shuts off the city from the rest of the space. So why shouldn't the city end here? So that is the sakosu that the shetach of 70 amos in Chirayim adjoining the wall is a potential extension. Why potential? In case a certain house or hut will be built within that shetach, so that will extend the border of the city from the wall to the spot where the house is built. And if the house will be built 10 amos from the wall, so then it will extend the border to the spot that is 10 amos away from the wall. If the house will be built to a spot that is 70 amos and 2/3 from the wall, so then it will extend the border of the city to the spot that is 72/3 amo away from the wall. But suppose the house will be built 71 amo from the wall, then it will not extend to the spot where the house is built. So in other words, according to the mayor, the Zakosu of Mikiro Yomechutso, Omotero, Ten Chutso Bakahmi, they imply that the Shetach of Ayanam of Shirayim represents an actual extension, regardless whether a house will be built on the Shetach or not. And the Koyt Rabbanon, the Zakosu implies that the Shetach of Ayanam of Shirayim adjoining the wall of the city represents a potential extension. Potential? In other words, it's possible to extend it by building a house within the Chetah. So you can build a house as far as 70 Amon Chirayim away from the wall, so it will be the border of the city, will then be extended to the spot of 70 Amon Chirayim. So in other words, so this is a concept according to everybody. According to the mayor, it implies that a single town is a sign, is considered to have an actual extension. And according to Rabbanon, because the concept implies that a single town is considered to have a potential extension, contingent upon the fact as to whether a house will be built at the end of 70 Amon Chirayim or not. Yes?
Does that mean even if there's only one city?
One city. Because that's the law of beginning. The Rabbanon are made with the law of beginning. What does beginning mean? You have a city. And then, at the spot, at the point, 70 Amon Chirayim away, you build a little house. So that extends the border from the wall to this point.
So why
isn't the... Why? So because of this,
it's
a
perfect...
So, what does beginning mean? Beginning means that any house that has a Halation bias, small as it is, extends the border of the town. If the house is within that radius of Ayin Amon Shirayim, that's the Zirzakosu of Ten Chutzo Barakahidei. But according to the mayor, the Zirzakosu implies a Halache of an actual extension. According to Rabbanon, it implies a Halache of a potential.
So why is the point of the Halache with the Washi Shei Halache?
One second. So then comes the din of Rabbanon. Then comes the din of Rabbanon, which is a corollary to the halacha that every single town has a potential extension of 70 Amon Chirayim. So if you have, let's say you have town number one, and then you have town number two, and then you have town number two. Now, and between town number two and town number one, there is exactly a distance of 141 amo and 1/3. Now, this town, even if that town hadn't been in existence, this town by itself is a sign, a potential carpet. What is carpet's definition? What's the definition of carpet? Extension of the town. So even without this town number two, town number one by itself, From the first moment that it started to exist, so was assigned a potential extension. Now, with the potential extension extended up to where? Up to this point. This is a line that marks 70 2/3 amo from town number one, and this line also marks 70 2/3 amo from town number two. So even before town number two was built, the moment town number one was built, so it was given a potential extension that extended to this line there. And when town number two was built, so that also was given a potential extension, a potential carpet that extended to this line. Now that we have both towns, so that means that town number one has a potential extension that extends up to this line, and town number two has a potential extension, a potential county that extends to this line. So that means that the two towns, that the potential extension of town number one touches, is tangent to the potential extension of town number two. So that represents a very substantial proximity, connection between town number one and town number two. In other words, in order that two towns should be combined in one town, then there has to be a very substantial proximity between one town and the other town. Because you cannot say that in order that the houses of one place should be similar to the houses of another place, so then each house has to touch the other house. That's an impossibility. You don't have such towns. And if you did have such towns, it would be impossible to function, to live in such towns. So in other words, as long as the houses of one town is substantially close to the other town, then it's not considered as two towns, but it's considered as one town. So what is the thing, the criteria, that is mitzaref? That is mitzaref two towns into one town, the fact that the two towns are substantially close to each other, the fact that there is a very close proximity between the two towns. Now, so this is descriptive, the fact that the potential extension of town number one is tangent to the potential extension of town number two, according to Tesis, according to Rashi, with all the area is divided. So the fact that the potential extension of town number one overlaps the potential extension of town number two, that means the two towns have a very substantial proximity to each other. Their potential suburbia touch each other or overlap each other. So in other words, the halacha of Rabbuna is a parallel to the halacha of Kalti. And there is the Zerzakosim of Kalti. According to the Meir, the Zerzakosim implies that any town is assigned an actual Kalti, and according to Rabbanon, so the Zerzakosim implies the halacha of Begini. What does Begini mean? Begini means that once you put a house, you build a house, 70 Amor and Kerayim away from the wall, so that extends the border of the town from the wall to the house. To use a washing tzoro, so that means it has a potential count. Potential. In other words, it's contingent upon the erection of a house, of Dalet al Dalet. So according to Rabbanot, that's the halacha of Begini. Begini means that it's a potential, that it's a potential county. So the Mele is a parallel to this deal that a single town is assigned a county, a potential county. So if you have two towns and the two potential kafifi touch each other or overlap each other according to Rashi, so that means that the two towns are very close to each other. There is a very, very a close proximity between the two towns. It's so close. There is such a proximity. There is such a substantial closeness and connection between the two towns that they actually touch each other. Not that the towns themselves touch each other, but the potential suburbs of the towns touch each other. So that means they are very closely proximate, very, very proximate to each other. So the fact that they are very, very close to each other, that combines them into one town. So that's why Rashi says, Dafkofale, how do we know the halacha of Begini? Because Umadeiso, Moir Chutzo, Tei Chutzo, Vakach Midei. All right.
Didn't the Rosh Hashanah learn that these were Batim Mamash, dilapidated stone houses?
So what? So what?
So if it
just because of Bogin, and because it had to be by his mama, she said. And no. That's how the relationship
was. Oh, there. Kamitan says there is a town in the valleys that the same being as two towns. But two Bakin do not have a being as two towns. And they will not be assigned two capitals.
So the,
that
was,
no,
the Gemara cut off is learning by more houses, Talash per house.
All right. So later you have a Hove. We had one Hove within the Shiokabu, and then the second Hove within the Shiokabu, and then the third Hove, and each Hove was within the Shiokabu for that Hove.
So you have a potential carpet by virtue of Boginin, but no, maybe when extend to just a shack.
Only implies that a town has a potential carbon and the mayor, each bias also has a potential carbon, because you build one bias here and then you build another bias and the army's away, so they are combined. And then, even though there is no other issue except the two parties, so one who lives in one bias will be able to walk from one bias to the other bias and then walk to Tamo outside the other bias. So the main way, in case of two towns, so if that's how it is, if the two potential kapiti touch each other or overlap each other, so they can bind the two towns into one town. All right. Now, the after the morning, which of the loyal, the Eskiman, who pulled him out of the calling of something, will have a year. So, the Sukkot that is the way of the Eskiman or the Sukkot, but suppose he puts pillows on the ground, so the mayor from the top pillow after the Sukkot, he slept the Hoban. So the Sukkot is still possible. Why? Because an average person, a reasonable man, does not leave the pillows on the ground for good. So even if he put the pillow, he wouldn't like that the pillow should stay there even for the duration of 7 days. A reasonable man doesn't act that way. He will not do the battle. The pillows is for the duration of 7 days. So melee seems the average person, the average reasonable person, does is not disposed to be the battle the pillows on the ground. So maybe he doesn't produce the height of the city. So he should go to the Samo Bolab and become such a good avenue. The Apple Abu Bakru, we could suppose he says, he stomped it out, and he makes an announcement. I want these pillows, these blankets to remain on the ground for the duration of 7 days, 8 days. So it doesn't matter, it doesn't make any difference. Because it's what will die to him tomorrow. He should go like that. Kevin, in Portland, haven't you? Because he's not going to do it. But suppose he puts straw and he announces that he is rebutting the straw and he can remain there for good, so then he is considered as if he just raised the level of the ground and sees from the top of the level up to the schach, there is less than Obama. So it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Doesn't Rashi say the physical shiver, so even if he's back in only 7 days?
Yeah, that's all he has to do it. I mentioned the word for good, okay, but because here, as long as he does it for shiva, so it's considered for good. Because we are all interested in that it should be a suke for 7 days. So, Kevin will be great. How do you, because you know for the big way. Kevin will not see if they say, the offer stand. Suppose he just puts them and he didn't say it. Suppose he said Kevin Beinos is what I mean, and he's not destined to take it away. And what was done when he didn't say anything, whether that is the body of the Kevin or the offer, through the ground so that it becomes incorporated into the floor of the Suki, and seems from the top of the Kevin or from the top of the offer, to the schach, where it's less than Chofamo, so it's a sort of shiro or not. So that's only the machlokes between Rabbeisi and Rabbanon. Now the machlokes between Rabbeisi and Rabbanon is in regard to Tumah. Because in regard to Tumah, there is a loch of Tumah in Tito, because they were, because we raised. In other words, if, let's say, you have the bias, and the bias is filled up with offense, In the Paris, you feel nothing local. And there is Kazakh in Ales, in the Paris. And there is no open space, no hole in the Paris. Between the Kazakh in Ales and the ceiling of the Paris, there is no hole, there is no open space of the Kazakh. So anyone who will go up on the roof will become common. Because since there is a Kazayis Nanes inside the house and filled up with offal and there is no hollow Kepach above the Kazayis Nanes, so it's a tumor with Chitso. So the tumor with Chitso, it penetrates through the ceiling to the roof. So anyone, so a chicken will not be allowed to go up on the roof. But suppose it's a house like every house. There's open space, this is the house, but there's open space from there's a hole from the floor to the ceiling. So even if there is a mess in that house that has whole kebab, the whole apartment, whole kebab, so one who go up on the roof will not become common because the ceiling will be raised. But if there is no hole there, so then that is out there, now have two more to talk. Because they are because we have. So there is a machlek, he is machlek, he is machlek, he is not by Shimon, 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 he is not by Hoy yo voy a ver qué es que se puede decir con mi aishiva que me voy a hacer una raje que si lo hago no un poco más de la de hablo de joven y está como se va a día la de mi si va a día con contaen y es el momento va a dar un batido con shiva por la de todo de mi tuve vivo que no pico y dice que shiva son así en pesar de ti la de es que de ver que sabe de pie como así que no se te pone y sale y lo de son que pone y sin con mi ajá now it doesn't mean that it has to be verbalized. Suppose the Balabais is mute, he cannot talk. But he with his finger, he will indicate that he's in the battle. So that's also considered by him. In other words, he has to indicate. If he's just hitting his heart and he doesn't indicate it to others, so then he doesn't become one. Tell him the Sultanese, the historic Sultanese, only a heart, whom he will be quickly managed with him. O yo pono sami stambe ye duai no si pare duwa ma ko la gensi he yo pono no si pare gensi ni ma ko ke ni ma ko ke ni pono la gensi ni sto ta ke voi pa te u ka pono mi bot bot no ka ta stambe ni ke le la gensi da ku stambe ni duai no si pare gensi o yo ma ni bot a vo te ne o ni pei mo la so ko ni ti ni ka sto mi voi pa te ta ke la gensi ba ya ka gensi se that he becomes one. Whereas according to Rabbonon, he does not become one. Horegashi, why should not have been afraid of the people? You read all the stuff. The Tumor Shishwe Yehoho Tepach in the castle lying in the gap. Our Tumor Mitzvah Shehoho Tepach and only Jack Shemel Yadroki Atome. The Bikaze Yehoh, the Hein Aloch Lodi Shemisina, the Yukar, why should he be made? So he can die in the name. Und wir wollen kennen, und Israel ist, und Bibel, haben wir zu so, und die Gas, aber Leute, die drei haben ich dann die Tanje, wie ich will holen. Tebe, wie das ist dann in Israel, und ich dann auch noch vor, und Pop, ich bin dann in den Israel, und Israel ist eine Opfer, wie kommen dann die Kamen in so ein Bibel? Wollen wir da gehen sie? Tebe, wie wir du hast in Osin, dann in Israel, und Pop, in Leilo, und Schuhe, in Sachen, Stomme, und die Tia, in Osin, dann in Israel, und Stomme, Gott, und יודוה דרושת פנסי, להי יהבה כסתם תבן ולבוק, אלו מדי תבן ופיטלי, אופו ופיטלי, כול אלו ממייד לדיבות, תבן סתם, ואופו, ואוסי לפנסי, וכול אלו מלוי בוק, תבן ואין אוסי לפנסי, ואופו, קלים ציבי, אך לאופו סתם, so מחליק את רגי סיבות לקודת רבון נקבות, so the same thing will apply to Zuki. Because it's the same question, whether the תבן, becomes incorporated into the ground or not. So if it becomes incorporated into the ground, so that means that the hollow is less than Hof Amo. If it does not become incorporated into the ground, into the surface of the ground, So the Mele, the whole is the Mile of the Hope. It's the Mile of the Hope. So it's just like pillows, just as if you put a number of pillows. So that is not the Mile of the Hope. All right, over here, I don't want to start.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shir Tes in Sukkah, Chesh Tishrei Hetov Shemim Aleph, September 18, 1980, on Thursday.
So, in the middle of the Gemara, the Dalai and Dalai, just by grace of Goyo, we asked the Mamo, the good team here, we say Chopam. We just went over the back about Kevin and Dikley, having the portion of all Dikley. Now, let's see the cases. So, Tisha says, Kaki are gears of the whole. In other words, the gears say, in all this world, in most world. So, it is that way. If not, Vaisha Miru Kevin Israelis will be playing the group. But, that's a Mishnah always, the slog, Mishnah Zayin. The text of the Mishnah in always doesn't read like that. Kahi ideas of class for him, Kah. Wutheit Chalein, so also the more in Erem, cites this Mishnah. And there it also says, it cites it that way. Vayishem Ru Kevin and Tzeres, who be flaming good. So it mentions that, but the Mishnah doesn't mention that. The Mishnah mentions Tzeres and Ofo. Not Tzeres, the time and half, the same thing is on. Whatever it doesn't mean. Kahi ideas of Chalas Rom Kam, Ufei Chalei, the Maizel Masnisi, the Chritz Shebin Shtei Charitzes, Shebin Shtei Chatzeres, Mori Kashi Tev, Mi Arvin Shnai, the Ei Mi Arvin Echot, Mori Yuri Ofo, or Yuri Tzeres, is Mi Arvin Echot, the Ei Mi Arvin Shnai. In other words, suppose you have, suppose you have two chatzeres that adjoin each other, and there is no mechitze that is maxed between one chatzer and another. So since they adjoin, so they can be treated like one chatzer. So melee, they do not require two separate chatzeres, because it's treated like one large chatzer. However, if you have two chatzeres, and there is a wall in chitze gobei ayud between the two chatzeres, so then they are considered as two separate chatzeres. So the mele is the marvin shnai, they require two yerubim. So he says, suppose there is a chritz, a veil between two chatzeres. So a chritz that is omeg yud is also in the chritz. So the mele is miavim shnayim. So it's two separate chatzeres. So the mele, each chatzer requires a separate erub chatzeres. But he filled up the chritz. So if he fills it up with kol chosay, so it goes without saying, that then it's considered as if he didn't fill it up, because the person is not mivatei kol mochsoseis in the veil. But even the Mishnah says, even if he filled it up with straw and stubble, so it's me'avim shnayim me'avim echol. Why? Because teben or kash is not bottled by itself. So the veil says it's not bottled by itself. So the chritz still exists. If the chritz still exists, so there is a mechitze, a chritz that is gavoy ayud, and yomid dalet, so it's a mechitze. So the mele, we have two separate chatzeres, so we require two separate erubin chatzeres. But suppose he fills up the chlitz with ofor or tzeres, which is like ofor, ma'avinah. So then it means that the chlitz is filled up. There is no more chlitz. So in the middle, it requires one erubin chatzeres. The inavishta, the he and that. So here, the Gemara cites the Mishnah always with the expression So there is no sphere, because there the Mishnah says that if it fills it up with kasha teven, so it's mavushnai. So it doesn't fill up. It doesn't fill up the beya, the chritz. But why? Because there the Mishnah doesn't say bitlay that he spell it out, that is mevatel with her. Masha'in kei. Here the Mishnah says, by shemilo teven u'tzeirei su bitlei. If he spells it out, if verbally he says, he's mevatel the offer of the teven, for good, that he should stay there, so then it is mevatel. So, over there in Neirem, the Gemara cites the Roshana Mishnah with the expression Shemilu Teved, and here the Gemara cites the Roshana Mishnah with the expression Shemilu Teved. So he says, but actually the Mishnah, this expression, because the small of always, Mishnah Zayin, so this expression is not mentioned. The Mishnah Zayin always, take this one, we caught up Shom Teved, and all four trails. So there it says, by Shemilo Ofo Tzeres, not Shemilo Teben Tzeres. Tzeres is Ofo Tzeres, but Teben is not mentioned. In Mishum, so according to Tzeres, it's a Yuscha Mishabeshes. It shouldn't be mentioned, we should read, by Shemilo Ofo Tzeres, who people in the world, not Teben Tzeres. So how did this such a deal say originate? So Tesha says, because this Mishnah is silent, is quoted in Erem and here, in connection with Teben, because here the Gemara discusses Teben, so the Mele, many thought that that's the way it should appear in the Mishnah. So in other words, they assumed that there is a Toyseifa. It is a fair in the text of ours, but it's not a Torah say fair in the text of ours. Tova he has wrong. Teven be mocking off. No, he doesn't. But he says the truth is that there was no Hagoye required in the text of ours. But it was just by mistake erroneously, so some thought that the text in ours should be correct. So the Torah say fair is here. Not in always. Lo yasinon named miseres always ubikli vod. Because here it mentions ubikli vod. This expression ubikli vod doesn't appear in Mishnah always here. Elo tuma bikas in the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is that by Shem Lo of our Tzera is tuma bikas vei. Now, so it means the same thing. If it's too much because it is, so that means that it's people in the world. But the Roshan of the Mishnah, it's not mentioned in the text of the Mishnah of Olas. Elo, Tumo Bikazeire, Tumo Bikazeire, in other words, why do the Mishnah say Tumo Bikazeire, Bikazeire? Because it's people in the world. In other words, that this becomes incorporated into the bias, a significant thing, part of the bias. So in the there is no whole, if there is no whole whatever, so in the it's because there is because we have it. The Botai, the Shidere Hashas and Katze, Mishnah Yishos in the Taos, Kishin in the Yom. So in other words, there are two expressions that the Gemara mentions here in our text. One is the expression Teben, and the other is the expression of Yishon Yibutu. So he says, the Mishnah always doesn't mention either expression, but vis-a-vis the expression between the Yehudu, it's not the Torah Sefer here, because the Chazal, the Chachmi Ashas, they formulated that way in order to make a joke. And after all, so true, this is not the expression mentioned in the Mishnah Oles, but it's the same idea. Masha'inke, in the connection with the term Teben, so it's Itoi Seifer in Erev, and here now in Gemara. So in other words, we should correct it, and we should read it as follows. Bayish and low of all its rays. Who people do it? Alright. Maybe here it's correct. There is no Toy Sefer. But the reason why it mentions seven, because here there is another Toy Sefer. Instead of it now, we should say the Tanya, it's not an issue. So he says, no. Didn't have my job in Chaisi, because why should the Gemara cite in Chaisi when the Gemara could have cited in Mishnah? They will have that Chaisi to be your Lord in Mishnah. Oh, now the Mishnah is the Lord in Mishnah, the Bay. This is the Lord in Mishnah. By the Shabbat, the Lord for its Chaisi, so we play. The Chaisi is the Lord for its Chaisi, the Lord for its Chaisi. A few of the Gali Shalom, a few will be two of the Chaisi. And he was in battle, he spelled it out, he verbalized it, he said, I'm in battle for good. So then, he says, after he got a show off, after two months that I came in, two months because they were the others, Pirish, with the shame of the glory. But, it's to say that, in this quotation, Shemiloel, it should be, it should read, by Shemiloel, of all its names. But, the thing that he wore, mentions is certainly true. God come, so God come. Tevem vidosi to faneisim. The offer stam machlekes faneisim rabbonot. Avon dam masnisim doles laayre rabbonot. Neither be tevem. So the question arises: since it's to say that the term of, and I'm sorry, the term tevem, and what term should be substituted? Offer. So how does the mother know that Tevel would be play Hanami? After all, the Mishnah always doesn't mention it. Meir HaKeseh. So he says, two, the Mishnah always doesn't mention this, but the Mishnah always mentions a big Achilles. A big Achilles, that if you are in battle, so it's battle. So certainly Tevel. So he says, what you come at Tevel, you know, since you're a Stam, Achilles, Rabbis, Rabbon, Abadam, the Mastis, the Lord, Zahir, Rabbon, Nidem, Tevel, we call Shmuel Yodalei, King Yidof of Israelis, Master of Rabbanon people, call Shmuel Tevet. Because since the Rabbanon require an explicit people, even by Ofo and Tevet, I'm sorry, by Ofo, so certainly by Tevet, the Chelik Kerek Chal, Kom Amam Tano Oles Ageisi, Upomir, so they are Tevet, they are Tzredes for it. We tell you the Parishes. Avogav, we got on it, Tevet, must be seen always. We hold the Shikon and Horen. The Tevet will be play Havet Lute. Afil, Abonon, Daikler, we diktone, must be seen always, after which we shall do it, the man of it. So the Mishneh, in all it says, that if he explicitly spells it out and says that he's Mevate, a crop of Tue, so even that is what. So I have come with Hamo, I have come with Hamo Tevet, behold, the Kobar of Hastam Machlekes, Rabbi Yisid Rabbonon, that there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yisid Rabbonon of Hastam, so according to Rabbi Yisid, of Hastam is what, and his Mimayah becomes incorporated into the ground, and the Kobar Rabbonon of Hastam does not become incorporated into the ground, does not become bottled to the carpet, but only if he spelled it out. He said that he is the battle and well, the Kobar of Hastam Machlekes, Rabbi Rabbonon, have a Muslim name, the Gorof of Inosik Lipanim say, Namek Lidene. In other words, not only do the Rabbonon say, in case of Hastam Machlekes, but you don't know what his intention is. The one who put the offer, whether his intention is that the offer should stay for good, or the intention is, his intention is that he will take away the offer after a few days. So not only in that case do the Rabbonim say that it's not in mind. It's not in mind, it doesn't become incorporated into the ground. But even in the case where we know that his intention is never to clear it, never to take away the offer. But he didn't verbalize it. He didn't verbalize it, so even in that case, the Rabbon will say, we're going. So, when he comes over, stop after the Rabbon, I'm going to leave. He goes for me, he goes say, not a plea, you have a little bottle. Elohim can be played. What is being betrayed? Not just mentally, the Mashal, but verbally, according to Rabbon. The Rabbon, if I may say, love him to be played. Because there is a difference between betray means that there was a verbal, explicit people. He said, I'm putting it here to stay for good. But that's betray. And Nosu Fatensi means we know that the machshove of that person is to leave it for good. But he didn't spell it out. They Nosu Fatensi lava you betray. You look at Hohe. Elo. Mishum Fatensi no kind of a stam. They are to be stamp about it, but according to Rabbanon, so not only by stamophor is not what to start becoming populated. Even if we know that it's in our city, as long as he didn't explicitly say it, that is the battle that he reaches for good, so according to Rabbanon, it does not become incorporated into the battle. I don't think that there is any machlokes on that. I mean, Rashi said the same thing, except that he just mentioned his mara here. He mentioned the version of the text in the Mishnah. Now, here, someone is sharing the Sefer HaShlomo and the Mir. I mean, the Sefer HaShlomo, you can get the Sefer HaShlomo yourself, but the Mir mentions the Sefer HaShlomo. The Sefer HaShlomo says that this whole being, what is considered bitul, what is not considered bitul, so kol muchsos is loyal to you, teven, so teven, you bitul is having you, kol. So he says, so the Sefer HaShlomo says, that the whole Gemara, can only go out with Rabbe and Rabzeire, but not Alide the Rok. Alide the Rabbe and Rabzeire, the reason is why, super serum ayah, Nichotamo is possible. Is because we're showing the image. So the question is, if something, so what do we show the image? We don't really show the image that if somebody, let's say, will put up a ladder inside the suitcase and will get up on top of the ladder, so then you notice that the schach is a mile on the hook, it will still be showing the image. So showing the image means from the level of the mount, that's what showing the image means. If it's showing the image from the level of the ground. So the melee, suppose it puts pillows. So it puts pillows. So on the character of the suke. So naturally, anyone who stands on top of the pillows, so from that level, it will be showing the image. But it's not the mile, it's on the melee. So the melee, if it is the mile, let's say if it puts heaven, and it is the battle, so then the surface of the character asuka is raised. So melee so since from that level, the top of the tenet, so it's only the inner, so it's considered joint the inner. But if it puts kokomoksoses, since it doesn't become incorporated into the ground of the suke. So it's true, anyone will be standing on top of the kokomoksoses, so to be sure the inner. But this is not the criterion. The criterion is whether it's only the inner, someone who stands on the character asuke. So if it is the mayik, so then the surface of that thing, whether it's seven or offer or surface, whatever it is, so that represents the kalkasuke. And if it's not the mayik, so the kalkasuke is the surface beneath the tether. So we understand it according to Rabbi, we understand it according to Rabzeire, but according to Rabbi, so, of what relevance does the whole discussion have? So, the reason is why Suke Shiri Mayo Nihopamo is possible. Because if it's a Mayo Nihopamo, then it requires a foundation stable. Foundations, you say, in Shokeva. So, it all depends upon the walls. It all depends upon the walls. Now, since it's a mile and a half, so what a value is the fact that it puts a lot of tether on the car, on the tall car. But, since without the tether. So this could not be built. It couldn't even last for 7 days. It couldn't even last for a few days without foundations of keva. So the marriage should be possible. So the Ashwami says in Ahmad. This is the Ashwami says in Ahmad. That this whole discussion with Gemara cannot accord with Rabistan, but it can only accord with Rabistan or Abzeristan. So the Meir because of that Ashwami holds that we don't pass like Rabistan. Now, the Reed, so originally, the Reed did not mention the whole suit, originally. And then later, at the end of his life, he put it in. That's what the Shemi mentioned. So, why? So apparently, Bitchilo, the Reed had the same sheet as the Sprashwa. That this whole discussion, what is Mayit, what is not Mayit, is only Shayek, how did it get out there, what's it? But I'll leave it there, so not it is Mayit. It is Mimayit, but even if it's Mimayit, so what does Mimayit mean? Mimayit means that it becomes incorporated into the carcass. If it's not Mimayit, so we say the carcass is beneath the carcass. If it is Mimayit, let's say heaven, it is Mimayit, so, if it was God, if he was Mimayit, let's say, if he was Mimayit, so it is Mimayit, so it is Mimayit, according to everybody, or if it's not the Bible explicitly, but we know it's in Osir Panay say. So then we say that the Kalkasuka is not beneath the Tevet, but the top surface of the Tevet represents the Kalkasuka. Mashaiki, according to Rode, so let's say that the top surface of the Tevet represents the Kalkasuka. So what? But still, this is the kind of isuke that cannot be built with a foundation of art. So the Meir exposed it. It has to be that kind of isuke. So, apparently, the Reed at first agreed with the Sifashon. Then at the end of his life, he's in the final madure of the Reed, so he put it in. So, why? Because at the end of his life, the Reed felt that this whole discussion has relevance a little bit of and that she's a Rambam too, because the Rambam passes like Hodeh, most Kashi passes like Hodeh, and still they mention all these qualities, what is Mimayit, what is not Mimayit. So the Rambamir explains it. The Rambamir says that he may call it the Hodeh. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that if the Isuke is Lumayla Mechor, is Lumayla Mechor, so then, if it's Lumayla Mechor, if it is Lumayla Mechor, so then, if the Tfanis are so hot that it's Lumayla Mechor, so then, in order to last even for 7 days, it must have, if it must have, a stable foundations. And if it doesn't have stable foundations, the kind of foundations that will make it last for years and years, so then it cannot even last for 7 days. It's either or. Like this, if it's not reliable at all, so then you can build this in two ways. You can build it with stable foundations that will last for 50 years or 100 years, and you can build it with other foundations that will last only for 7 days. Mashaiki is a mile of the mitzvahs. So it's either you build it with such foundations that will make it last for 100 years, or it will not last at all. So it all depends, the Rabbi says, it all depends how high the mechitzas are. Now, so that's why this whole discussion has relevance in Ma'ir the Rabbe, because if it is Ma'ir, so that means if it is Ma'ir, now let's say, if you have a wall, if you have a hook wall, and then from the bottom surface of the wall, of the Mechitzas, up to the Sark, is more than proper. Then you put straw. So if each straw is Ma'ir, it becomes proper, so that means that the Karka, Hasukeh was raised. The Karka Hasukeh was raised. So the melee, and if let's say you put up straw from here till here. Now, from this point till the sky, it's less than Obama. But if it is in my life, even though this flow is just lying, I mean, you can easily take it away. But if out of being, it is bottle. So the melee, it raises the surface of the Karakasuke. So then we say out of being, the Mechitza doesn't begin here, the Mechitza begins here. The Mechitza begins here. And then, so the portion of the boards, of the slats, of the Mechitza, so become incorporated into the Karakasuke. So it is not just as if you started, suppose sometimes you have a little hill. It raised above the level of the general ground. It's more hill. And then you start, you put, let's say, suppose here is a Karaka and this table is a hill. This table is a hill. And then you build the suke on top of the hill. But you start erecting the walls, not here, but you start erecting it at the lower car, and then to go up. So we say that seeing in view of the fact that from here till the sky it's more than Hopamo, so melee it's possible to drop it. Because if you start to erect, let's say, the wall from this level, and then you went up, so then the portion of the wall up to here is incorporated into that little hill. So here too, even when you do it with Tevin, so you're saying, this is how the Rambam really explains the Shiva Sarishim. All right. Hoysok Boyo, Me'eskiman, Behutzi, Yeodin, Misei Chopam, In Tzilzom, Yehubam, Mechamsom, Tzilzom, Vimuapso. That's it. The suke was the real Eskimamo, and then with some twigs of the schach extend down, if the tzeil cast by these twigs, these hutzi, by themselves, so it is still from the book of the Chamsos, and then it's kosher. Why? But if the twigs by themselves, without the schach from which the twigs extend, so will not give more tzeil than chamor. So then it is possible. Why? Because if it is tzeil from the rubam mechamsor, so melee, then it means that the halal asuke is beneath the height of Chofam. Because Tzilzom Merubim Mechamso gives it in Shem Tzchach. You see, if you have Tzchach that is raised on a very high level, but then some of the evergreen is pushed down, let's say, this is the evergreen, this is the evergreen that is extends down from the upper level schach, it extends out. So anyway, if this evergreen that is extends down to a height that is less than Chof Ames from the ground, so then it means that this is schach. So what is Halasuke? The Halasuke is only that space that is beneath the twigs. So anyway, the Halasuke is not Chof, it's less than Chof. Masha'inke, if the twigs themselves do not give tzeil nisam chamer, but they give chamer nisam tzeil, so that means these pieces of evergreen that extend, that's not schach. The schach is here. The schach is here. So the melee, that means that we have a halal asuke that is more than chopamo. So the melee is possible. ויהוצי ירדי מסיכיות, סוב הרבי הוא ממה, עם חמצו מרובו מציוצו משהו. So הרבי said at first that if he's got them with, let's say, if it is gobeya yutvot, now the suke has to be with a minimum, has to be gobeya minimum of yutvot. If it's not gobeya minimum of yutvot, so then it's possible. Then it's possible. Suppose this ha is yutvot, but then some pieces of evergreen extend down from the Yitzvah, from the top. So Sabaye said, by following up the same logic of the previous thing, conversely. So he said here, in Hamsom, Hugo Mitzilson, Shayla. Why? Because we see from the first thing, we see that the evergreen that extends down constitutes the schach of the sukkah if this itself is still some of the Hamsom. But if the evergreen that extends down from the schach is not sufficient to give Tzilson Gul Mechamso, then it doesn't constitute schach. So here too, so he follows up the same logic conversely. So Abayu says, Im Hamso Mechubom Tzilson, so no, this schach is at the height of 10 Tvachim from the ground. So it's okay. But what is not at the height of 10 Tvachim? The evergreen that extends down. But since the evergreen that extends down in itself gives Hamsom Gul Mitzilso, it was not a Shem Tzchach. It was not a Shem Tzchach. So the Mele, it's like, so that evergreen that extends down is like an apple. Suppose someone stands in the Sukkah, and then he raises the apple near the Tzchach. So we say that the Tzchach, and so that the apple touches the Tzchach. And the where the apple is, so it's lower than 10 tefachim from the ground of the sukkah. So you say that the sukkah, that the halala sukkah is less than 10 tefachim just because he's holding an apple, so that occupies space. So the male beneath the apple, so there is less than 10 tefachim. Only if the evergreen that extends down has itself the halishem schach. So the male, that means the halala sukkah was lower. To less than 10 tefachim. But, so if the evergreen that extends gives seals on the one chamso, so that in itself has a Shem Tzchach. So that means the halal sukkah is from here to the ground. From here to the ground, there's less than 10 tefachim. But if the evergreen that extends out is less, I mean, is does not give seals on the one chamso, so it doesn't have a halal Shem Tzchach. What is a halal Shem Tzchach? This, from the ground to here, there's ten tefachim. From the ground to here, there's no ten tefachim. But that's like an apple that is placed to touch the sky. All right. That's what I'm saying. Oma lehope, hodire schuchai, veyudumdo vidire schucho, so what it says, that the two, if you were to consider the question as to whether, when you have evergreen, that extends down, and that evergreen is Hamsom Gul Mitzilso, whether that is Nimai the Halal Asuke, from Gebal to Tvachim, so of course, Yalai Tabai. In other words, that it's not Nimai the Halal Asuke. In other words, so then we still say, what they agree to Tabai, that if the evergreen that extends is Hamsom Gul Mitzilso, so it's not Nimai the Halal Yud height of the Suke. We still have a hole of youth height in the sukkah. But since there is something that extends down, so the male, a person could not stay there, even for a short time comfortably. So it's a dira sukkah. True, sukkah does not require a dira skeba, but of course it has to be a dira sare. It has to be a dira sare. And if you have evergreen, if you have twigs, maybe evergreen will be different. But if you have twigs, that extend down within the 10 tefachim height from the ground. So how can anyone, even for a short time, sit in the sukkah comfortably? So he couldn't sit in the sukkah with impunity. I mean, he could sit in the sukkah, but maybe at the expense of irritating his head, irritating his hands. I mean,